The Yukon Chamber of Commerce's All Candidates Federal Election Forum has been suspended after the NDP candidate for Yukon MP received what she originally described as inappropriate messages from a Zoom user, spoofing the conservative candidate's name. During the remote forum held via Zoom on the evening of April 23, NDP candidate Catherine McCallum initially accused conservative candidate Ryan Leaf of sending her such messages. Leaf immediately denied sending her any messages. "I don't know where you're getting that from, but it's not from me," he said. "That's horrible, but it is absolutely not me." But there appeared to be a second, Ryan Leaf, in the virtual room. Organizers blocked the alleged spoofer and continued the forum. McCallum later spoke out about the content of the messages, which she described as sexual in nature, and the impact they had on her, and she apologized to Leaf in a statement she made instead of responding to a question on energy. "They were disgusting and they were disrespectful," she said about the messages. "Ryan, I'm very, very sorry that I accused you incorrectly of sending me horrifying messages, but my brain shut down when I got them." The forum was eventually called off. The news has reviewed the messages. In an interview following the forum, McCallum said she doesn't understand the imposter's motivation, but she won't let people like them take her power away. If anything, it has solidified her pride in putting her name forward as a political candidate. "I am really hoping that the more we can speak up and speak out about the harassment and the disrespect that we encounter on a daily basis, the less of it will happen," she said. McCallum told the news she felt supported by her team, the forum organizers and the other three candidates, including Leaf, Brendan Hanley of the Liberals and Gabrielle DuPont of the Green Party. "Everybody was supportive, including the other candidates who have been really great throughout the whole campaign and really supportive of each other," McCallum said. In a press release immediately following the suspended forum, organizers condemned offensive and disrespectful behavior during the live event. The release notes someone posing as another candidate began sending private and harassing, disturbing messages to McCallum. "We worked hard to cultivate a forum of respectful dialogue, and it was disrupted by the reprehensible behavior of a bad actor. Our candidates and participants deserve better," co-moderator Michael Pilo said in the release. Organizers indicated the incident will be reported to the police. "We are immediately working to trace the identity of the participant and will investigate all possible channels to prevent this from ever happening again, including reporting this to the RCMP," said Yukon Chamber Chair John Campbell in the release. In a statement delivered by phone through Leaf's campaign team, Leaf stands with his fellow candidates in denouncing this unacceptable and reprehensible conduct, particularly against McCallum, who he said has conducted herself with poise and grace throughout the campaign. "She has his full support and unequivocal solidarity in rejecting the offensive comments she received," Leaf's campaign team said. Leaf is encouraged that the chamber has taken immediate action to report the incident to RCMP. During the forum, Hanley offered a virtual hug to McCallum following what he called an assault on her. Hanley suggested the forum be halted and that he respond to additional questions in writing, out of respect for McCallum. Hanley, who is the incumbent, spoke out about being politically targeted and the property damage and other things that he has experienced as a politician. "I will continue to stand up for Yukoners and to stand up for what's right," he said. "To show the country that we are capable of doing politics better, and that we can support young people, women and anyone who is putting up their courage and also putting their lives on hold to participate in democracy." Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.